they don't get along now. And I often wondered why they didn't get along. Maybe it was because one or the other displaced the other one for so long by being together all the time.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, and they developed resentments for each other that I didn't develop because I wasn't around them all the time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, how come that Jesus went to live with your aunt instead of your older brother? You know, the one
2 years older. Well, as I remember, when we first started school.
Was this here in Dallas?
No, we started out with my aunt in O'Donnell.
Okay.
Mac's birthday is in December 25th.
Oh, well. He never gets 2 sets of presents, right?
No. That creates problems, too.
Yes. I have a friend whose birthday is the 21st, and he has the same problem.
And, like, it seemed that Max was always into something mischievous, and I wasn't. My mother said that my aunt was making a difference in the two of us, and that created a problem, so she said, send my boy home. And Max would tell a lie, like, he made it really sound like there's a big difference being made.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was my grandfather's favorite. Reason being, he was the first male born into my mother's side of the family in 40-some-odd years.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
That made him real special to my grandfather.
Yeah.
His first grandson.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was when the distinction started being made. It started with my grandfather and my grandmother. My grandfather smothered my oldest brother with all the love because he was the first grandboy. And my grandmother catered to me because she knew my grandfather really had. Didn't care that much about me.
Yeah, right. Somebody's got to love kids.
Yeah. So, you know, it always was like a little problems going on. And just since talking about it, I recognize and realize a lot of things that happen now with kids and why it happened with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mother sent my brother back, well, my aunt brought my brother back to Dallas, that's when a lot of distinctions started being made between who's doing what and what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my brother always wanted to be with us, but since he wasn't with us, that meant that he was with my mother and my stepfather, and he didn't like my stepfather either, you know. Maybe I liked him because I wasn't around him all the time.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, you know.
Sounds like you had a better deal on him, okay.
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, how did you all get along then when you moved back to Dallas when you were, what, 12?
Oh, we fought all the time.
Oh, really? You're kind of that age, too, I guess.
Yeah. Just at the right age to start disliking each other.
Yeah.
And not being around each other long enough, either. And it's just been within the last 4 or 5 years that my brother and I have gotten to be like brothers.
Is that right?
You know.
That's really interesting.
He
still lives in Dallas?
He still lives in Dallas. But he, by him being the oldest, you know, like 2 years difference is a big thing with brothers.
Yeah.
It might not be the people in the streets, but it really is. And I respect him as being my oldest brother. I listen to him. I don't give him very much advice. He gives me all advice. And I do that with him primarily because he has some good, sound advice to give. But he has always felt like that opportunities came to me a little bit better than they came to him. And I guess some things did happen, you know, to me that perhaps didn't happen to him. That were better things. But it didn't hurt him, you know, like he's very independent. He makes more money than I do now. And he really likes that because when I was making more money than he was making, it's sort of like a put-down to him.
That's interesting. Yeah. That still bothers.
Yeah, you know, so he would, and he even refers now to my easy job, you know, and what I do here, and how hard he works and whatnot, you know, and I said, but you're making more money, you know, and he says, well, yeah, that compensates for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we love each other now. I always loved him, and I always felt like he kind of resented me for some reason or another.
Yeah.
And I would bend over backwards